At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, New York has just elected a new mayor, and a large segment of Zohran Mamdani's pitch to the voters was to make the city more affordable. New York is a hideously expensive place, and so part of Mamdani's proposal is to make the buses free. Now, assuming this is possible to do, might it work here? We're joined by Brian Caulfield from Trinity College. Afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Now, obviously, free buses, would be keen on that idea. It leaves more money in people's pockets. Now, Mamdani seems to be arguing that there might be lots of other benefits as well. Does the research kind of tend to agree with that?
The research on free public transport is kind of mixed. So there are a few cities around the world that have done this, and they've been a lot smaller than New York is. So Tallinn and Estonia, Luxembourg countrywide, Belgrade, Kansas in the States, and there's been some pilots in Boston. What they've showed basically is there hasn't been much of a modal shift away from the car, which is, I suppose, the main intention of it. What the majority of those studies in those cities show is that people give up walking and cycling and they get on the bus instead. They go from a completely zero carbon, zero congestion mode into a bus.
Right. Okay. So in terms of congestion, possibly makes the situation a little bit worse. He also seems to feel that it would make the buses more efficient.
I'm not sure about the making the buses more efficient. If you have more passengers using it, then that can cause more delays and it can cause more demand, more congestion on the buses themselves as well. But I suppose the approach that he's taking to this is that he's declaring public transport in the bus, at least, to be a public good for the city, which is a good idea, in that it gives people ownership of the bus, it gives people ownership of that mode of transport. And in a city like New York that has fantastic public transport, I suppose that's a good thing.
Yeah. Why would it not tempt people to get out of their cars, do you think?
You kind of really need kind of the jaws of life to get people out of their cars in cities. And in a city like New York that has such good public transport, anyone that's still in their car in that city, they're probably likely to stay in it, even if public transport is free. So you almost have to take the cars off them in order for them to switch over. And there has been some switching over in that city with the congestion charges that have been brought into the city. Overall, it's a good policy that he has, and it's obviously gained traction for the voters in that city. It'll be interesting to see ex post how it works and what it does to mode share in the city.
Yeah, but it's not. But the research would indicate it's not likely to get a significant amount of additional people on the buses, nor make the buses run more efficiently.
Well, unlikely to. It is unlikely to. If anything, they may become oversubscribed, and we may see stories like that happened. You remember back a couple of years ago in Germany where they reduced the cost of public transport there and their trains were oversubscribed. Stories like that might start coming out from New York if this does go ahead.
Mm. In Dublin, has anyone done a sum as to how much that might cost?
So in Dublin, where we have there's about 1,000 buses in Dublin compared to nearly 6,000 in New York, they've done the math, but they've only really done it on a countrywide basis. They couldn't make free public transport in Dublin versus the rest of the country because, one, we don't have a directly elected mayor still in the city. They worked out that making public transport free across the whole country would cost about 500 to 600 million euro a year.
Mm. And presumably, though, on top of that, you'd have to buy more buses.
There would be that. I think that cost does include the fact that there would need to be more buses. There would need to be more rolling stock to accommodate that. But I suppose from a policy perspective, what I would look at is if I were in charge of transport in the city or across the country and I had that type of money to spend per year, I would make the network better. 600 million per year, that's probably likely to get you maybe half of the Lewis line in Cork. So if we have that type of expenditure per year on public transport, make the system better, make people want to use it better, more, because it's more frequent, more reliable and all of that. That's what I would do first.
Yeah. And is there any evidence actually that the cost of a bus ride or the cost of a Lewis or Irish Rail train or any of it, that they're particularly prohibitive to people?
When surveys are done, or any of the research that we've done ourselves in Trinity, or I've seen CSO research on this, the cost of public transport tends to be quite low down the pecking order and things of what people want to improve in terms of public transport. There are a number of cases right across, especially in the commuter area in Dublin, where the cost is prohibitive and the cost of getting a train into the city if you're a commuter is quite high if you're doing it on a daily basis. When you ask people generally, what are the barriers to using public transport in Ireland, cost tends to be kind of far down. And over the past couple of years, we've brought down the cost of using public transport for everybody in the country.
Yeah. Are there perhaps European cities where you could say they've reduced the cost rather than giving it away free, and that tends to work better?
Well, I suppose in terms of the efficiency of the mode, I don't know of any research that has been able to prove that. Other than, I suppose, that maybe some cities, they do show that there has been an increased usage of it, but it's not going to make it more efficient unless you're adding a lot more buses and a lot more rolling stock to the fleet.
Yeah, because I kind of read that in Vienna they made it more affordable and that usage had gone up.
They have done, actually, sorry. In Vienna, they have done. Back in 2012, there was the local government there, which was a coalition between the Social Democrats and the Green Party. They brought in this new ticket, the 365 ticket. So basically, you pay €365 a year, and you, for every day, it's obviously costing you a euro, and you have unlimited public transport. So that did see increases in usage. And one of the key things that did was it broke down the barrier of people not knowing what they were going to be spending on public transport. And it almost kind of made it kind of like the Netflix model, whereby you have a subscription to public transport and you can use it however often you like. And that has seen an increase. I think something like that, rather than it being carte blanche free in a city like Dublin, would be very effective. But obviously also, it's been a long running story that we still can't tap onto our public transport in this city or any part of Ireland with our smart card, with our debit cards or our Revolut cards or whatever.
Yeah, why is that? Why hasn't it all been connected up at this point?
Why has it not been connected up? I suppose there's a number of operators that have to get involved. There's a bit of inertia in the system. There's not really good enough reason for me to say why it hasn't happened yet. Mm. Cities like London, cities like Stockholm, all of these other cities have multiple public transport operators, and they've managed to do it, and they've had it for years. So I really think that side of the house in terms of fares really needs an upgrade.
Yeah. In general terms, Brian, in the amount of public transport we provide at the moment, are we behind what the demand is, or is it just about right?
Well, I suppose if we look towards our climate goals, and our climate goals say that we need to reduce our emissions by 50%, in order to achieve that, we're not even in the same ballpark in terms of providing the amount of public transport provision that would be required. If, say, for example, 20% of people tomorrow stop driving, the public transport network would fall over. It wouldn't be able to cope with that capacity on it. And you see that in the buses. You see that in all the stories about the ghost buses. You see that as well in terms of the Lewis and the Dart and how busy they are at peak hours. But there's lots of plans in place. There have been lots of plans in place for a long time. But now there seems to be three or four mega projects in Dublin, at least, that could deliver that capacity.
Yeah, I suppose hopefully they will. Brian Caulfield is professor at the Department of Civil, Structural and Environmental Engineering at Trinity College. Brian, thanks a million.
Cheers, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.